Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Hey, welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Hey, Green Diva Mizar. Wasn't ready. That's okay.
No, well, I was the first two times, Megan.
I know. You're on with Green Diva Meg. And that's Green Diva Mizar squeaking with joy over there.
And I'm Green Diva Gina. Hey, everybody.
Hello. So we have a fun show. We've been in the studio too long today. We've been playing and goofing around. And
this has disaster written all over it, Megan.
No, it has fun written all over
it.
Well,
it's always fun.
You know what? It's like what me and my friend Kate say. People may make fun, but we have fun.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
We make fun of each other and we have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Both.
I can roll with that.
I'm
down with that.
I'm down with that.
Bro.
So,
bro, I was trying to sound like I was from the hood.
Oh, she was doing her street
Mizar in the middle of Morris County, New Jersey.
That's pretty funny. So anyway, I want to mention buygreen.com, our fantastic sponsor.
Doug Farquhar.
Yes.
I love that name. I'm going to say it forever. Farquhar.
I know. I don't even know if we pronounce it right, but that's what it looks like, right?
Like, what's his name?
Lord Farquhar.
From Shrek?
Yeah. Yes.
So now all I'm going to be visioning is this short little guy with a big head. Sorry, Doug.
Little tiny legs.
Yeah.
No. And the skirt.
No, Doug looks like a handsome guy. Anyway, he does a great job with buygreen.com. Lots of really great products, a really good rating system that's easy to understand. I like it. And we're going to be reviewing some cool products from buygreen.com for our holiday gift guide,
which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And, of course, as Green Divas, they have to be Green Diva approved. And everything that Doug sends us is. And, Doug, honey, darling, we love you, but Gina's still waiting for her panties. Which kind of sounds funny, but you know what
again.
I mean.
Once again.
Size small.
Yes. And Mama Gina, don't worry. We're just goofing around. So, speaking of product reviews, that's why we're a little punchy. We've been doing product reviews today, video product reviews, and we get pretty silly. We have some fun.
Yeah.
They're pretty cute. You'll have to wait and see.
I'm kind of full because we've been nibbling on the Sunridge Farms. That trail mix is delicious.
It's really good because you know that you're eating good stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I got to be honest, they sent us like 3 bags of things and we're down to like a half a bag.
Oh, it's less than that. It's a quarter of a bag because Gina got here and forget it. She was like a cow grazing right through them.
That's what happens, you know?
She's a tall, skinny girl. We can get away with saying that.
Yes, she is a tall, skinny girl. Damn it.
And then there's these Lucy snacks that are all like, you know, allergen-free but delicious.
Oh my God. They're so good.
How do they make cookies that taste that good that don't have gluten, they don't have
tree nuts or eggs or milk?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That is hilarious.
Right now is awesome. I wish we had video right
where
now.
Where is my camera when you need it, right? Oh my God, with the like crumbs falling out. Thank you. The cinnamon thins or whatever.
Yeah. Cinnamon thins. For those of you who don't speak Mizar right now.
You don't speak crumb.
Yeah, don't speak cookie crumb.
Should I do it again? You know what?
Yeah, you should so I can actually get a picture.
I'm on a diet.
Oh, so she's stuffing them in her face.
This one?
Oh, see, she can justify this because...
Oh, shoot. I swallowed it. I was going to spit it out.
It's all in the name of...
The Green Divas.
The Green Divas.
Ready?
Right? Okay.
You want me to... What do you want me to do?
Don't spit it out.
Your head is... I'm trying to get... Yes, stay there.
Stay here?
Yes.
You want me to eat this now?
Yes, don't move your head.
Okay.
So I can take a picture.
These are the Lucy's... Oh wow, listen to that crunch. See, I'm kind of, they taste delicious, but I'm kind of a mushy cookie gal. For anybody who can't see us, and you can't because we're on radio, she just spit cookie crumbs.
This face is my favorite.
Oh, and we are going to be posting that picture.
I need Gracie because I need the cleanup crew here.
Cleanup crew.
Oh, my God.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Okay. So
my God.
So we had some fun doing some products. What other? We did some other food, non-food product today. Oh, it was the Absolutely Green cleaning stuff.
Absolute Green.
Absolute Green. Oh, okay. Anyway, so we had fun. And we've got a lot more fun coming up in the show.
Hold on a second. had to get the crumbs off. I had to get the crumbs off my mic.
That just hurt everybody's eardrums.
Sorry. Owie.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So let's see. We have a foodie file today from your wonderful post with quick bread recipes.
Yes.
And I even contributed.
Yes, you put your banana bread recipe, right?
Oh, and also a link to my zucchini bread on the bottom. Didn't want to get carried away. So.
Quick breads are so good because, you know, you don't have to deal with the yeast. You don't have to deal with that stuff.
And they freeze beautifully, too.
Oh, they do.
Well, they're good for me because I'm not really, you know, with bread, you have to be very scientific and, you know, precise. And I'm just, it's not working for me. Mm. And you have a DIY with some Hostess gifts for the upcoming holiday
there's
season.
A lot of holidays. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Of course, we've got Hanukkah, which coincides with Thanksgiving this year.
It's weird, right?
And Christmas. It happens because it's a lunar calendar thing, you know?
Yep.
And then Kwanzaa, too, or whatever. So you're going to be going places. And I'm going to use one of the products that came in for review.
Oh, yeah.
To make a lovely sort of, it's a melange of gift ideas.
Okay.
You know, so I'll look
forward to that.
It'll be fun.
And then our feature today is Eric Skerrin.
Yes.
Who was the mechanic for the big green bus out of Dartmouth College or University?
Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Thank you.
Get on the bus.
Get on the bus. Get on the big green bus.
Oh, I like that.
I know. I don't know. Maybe they need a new,
jingle?
Jingle.
I doubt they're going to want it from the Green Divas.
You never know. So anyway, we're going to talk to Eric, who's also doing some other things now with all EV car racing.
Yeah, he's building an EV race car, actually. Him and his friends are building a bunch of them that are going to be raced in Loudoun. So we'll talk to him more about exactly what he's doing up north.
Loudoun is a race course in New Hampshire?
Loudoun is a really large NASCAR racetrack. It's not like the Daytona 500, but it's close enough. Names go there to race.
Is it loud?
Yeah.
Well, but you know what, though?
It's very loud.
This is what, if you've ever gone to a county or a state fair, they have the derbies where they wreck the cars.
They race. Demolition derbies?
Yeah. It is so loud and stinks so much. Yeah. I don't know how anybody.
I'm not big on all of that.
Me neither, but can you imagine EV cars racing? It'll be like,
first of all, it's quiet. Ooh. Yeah. Did you see our video from our Nissan?
Yes.
We were playing around in the Nissan Leaf, and that was one of the funny little bits. We were like, really? Sounds like the monorail.
It was a whoo.
Yeah, go watch that video. It was pretty fun.
It was fun, yeah.
So later this week, you and I are going to New York to see the premiere of Marielle Hemingway's, the film she's participated in.
It's all about her.
It's all about her family.
Yes.
And Barbara Koppel, I guess, is the film producer and director.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an Oprah. It's an OWN production.
Maybe Oprah will be there.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't get starstruck. I'd rather just have a nice cup of...
I would be starstruck to meet Oprah. But,
you would?
Well, I was sort of starstruck when we met Marielle.
Oh.
Remember how silly I was? I mean, I love her, and she's made me very comfortable. I don't get starstruck very easily.
No, I don't either, but yes, you were, because technically the show was a disaster. We love you no matter what, but I remember we had a hard time.
I missed one, thing because I was distracted.
You were distracted, yeah, but that'll be fun. It's a premiere downtown New York in the Village. It's an indie theater.
It's at the Angelica.
Wayne and I
used to go to the Angelica every other weekend. And it was our big date night.
Big date night.
Aww.
Yeah. That's nice. But it'll be fun. I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to wear?
I know what I'm going to wear. I'm not going to get nuts. I mean, it's not like a red carpet event.
No, but I just love getting dressed up.
I know you do. And I'm probably going to look like a little, dumpy green diva next to you. But I'm going to be nice. I'll be sparkly.
Well, that's all you need. A little sparkle. Sparkle's good. And you need big earrings because they're all the rave now. Big statement earrings and an oversized clutch. Two very much in fall accessories.
I think I can manage that.
Done. You're golden.
I'm golden. So, speaking of Star Trek. That's funny. You know what that is? A combination of Star Trek, because we were just watching that hilarious
and the big green bus.
Audi cartoon.
Yeah.
Between with Leonard Nimoy and Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
It's Spock versus Spock.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Very funny.
Anyway, we were talking about that before the show in Starstruck. I was going to mention the Starstruck thing because I got to go down to the homegrown radio studio because we record up the street literally three blocks away. But they had Willie Nile. I saw a note from one of the guys that does a show and says, Willie Nile will be in the studio at 1:30 on Saturday. I was like, what? Willie Nile, he's so cool. He's such a great musician. He's been all over the place, and he's recorded. He's a songwriter, singer-songwriter. And anyway, I was a little bit like, my Willie Nile down there? So I toddled on down there. I kind of, you know, I was like, all right, I just, my hair was a mess. I put a hat on, put a little makeup on. I look cute, you know, try not to be like a groupie.
But, oh, I love that.
You know, but I was really like impressed. And it was, these guys did a great interview, and he had his band and they played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really impressive. They've got a new thing I'll just mention coming out, a new CD release called American Ride, which is really, really good.
Rumor has it that there were some googly eyes going on in the studio, too.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
Megan was getting the googly eyes from some of the band members.
Well, actually, at first they were just yelling at me to turn off the microphone because they didn't want me to record. The microphone was on top of the camera and I was taking some stills.
Oh.
And they were like, no. And then they were all really, they really loved the Green Divas.
Not to love?
They were so like, they're like, how cool, the Green Divas. Can I find you guys on, you know, they were asking if they could find us on, you know, any of the apps. And I'm like, well, we're on iHeart, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes, we're on Swell Radio.
Buzzsprout.
And we have our own app.
And we do.
Oh my gosh, we're so cool.
We are so cool.
The coolest.
So oh,
listen to us.
We have fun.
And we're also extremely modest.
No, so I was the only one down. There's only about 10 of us all total in the studio. And I was the only one with a real camera. And I'm having so much fun with this camera. So I took some pictures. And it's a small studio, so it was hard to get a shot with the whole band while they were playing the way it was set up. Anyway, the only shot that they used formally to announce that day on the Willie Nile Facebook page, and I got a photo credit.
Did you get a photo check?
I got a photo credit. Oh, yeah, photo check, yeah. Photojournalist check. No.
No.
But I was just impressed that I got a photo credit for a rock and roll photo.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I felt kind of cool.
That is
kind of
cool.
I felt kind of cool.
Which now the whole entire rest of the show is going to pale in comparison.
No.
I'm just not even going to tell you what I wanted to talk about because it's kind of boring.
Yeah. No, it's silly. It's just my silliness. But I would think we're going to mention. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's boring.
No, my stuff is boring.
No.
Yes.
IKEA is selling solar panels.
Well, this is exciting.
Yes, okay.
This is exciting.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I thought that was kind of exciting.
So a couple weeks ago, I have to write a lot of finance-based articles, and this article caught my eye because IKEA is starting to sell solar panels in British stores first. So they're introducing it in the UK first.
All right.
And I mean, the UK is about 25 years ahead of legislation for these things in the US anyway. So it makes sense that they're going to start there. But British shoppers there will be able to take home, like, home-approved solar panels, and they're going to offer them in 17 stores in the UK from a Chinese manufacturer called Han Energy Solar Group, and it's about $9,200
really?
To be able to supply enough energy for a three-bedroom home.
Really?
But cheap.
So it's not bad.
But what about installation? I mean, do you have to be like a super, you know, electrical engineer to install the things?
You have to be a solar panel
engineer. You know, I'm not sure, but knowing IKEA, the fact that you can put together a table in like 2 seconds, it's probably not going to be that difficult.
Well, maybe you can put one together in 2 seconds. I have had IKEA products that
oh,
are
they
like,
haven't worked.
What? Or what?
That's because you're a diva, Gina, Meg.
No. Oh, well, actually, I'm not a good example because I used to build furniture, so I'm really not a good example.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think this is really cool because, you know, with the help of the British government subsidies, different purchasers they're going to be able to see returns within 7 years, according to IKEA, of getting a solar panel, which
right.
is really cool. And I think that they're trying to get them to the U.S. by 2020.
Oh, that's a
maybe,
long time.
Maybe not.
Now.
I might be reading this wrong.
I hope it's sooner, and I think it's a great idea, IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because IKEA was really, it launched to appeal to the masses. It just made furnishing your home
so, you know,
easy.
If Walmart or Costco, I don't really care who does it.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
Someone should do it and make it more accessible to all of us.
Well, you walk into Home Depots and they sit there. They have a little kiosk there. Would you like to know more about solar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, 2020 is only 7 years away.
Yeah.
Like, if you think, even though it sounds like it's kind of far off, you know, 7 years, the fact they're bringing it to England now, they'll spread throughout Europe, and then, you know, it could happen in 5 years. I mean, if demand increases, they will sell it.
So that's well, it, I've people. Always said something has to be done, because this reliance on fossil fuels is just ridiculous.
Well, so, we've got that free burning.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah. Big ball of energy out there, and it's free.
Yeah. Hello.
But obviously, you know.
I know.
There will harnessing be those people it. Who capitalize on harnessing it.
You know. Harnessing it. Okay, people, yeah. Stand by. We have some. Stay tuned. We have some great segments coming up and an interview with Eric Skerrin from the Big Green Bus. Stay tuned. Green Diva Misar.
Yeah, Green Diva Meg.
Isn't technology awesome?
Oh, you betcha. You know, it makes keeping up with the Green Divas radio show easier and easier.
Did you know that we're on iHeartRadio now?
Oh, yeah.
iHeartRadio has a new talk channel, iHeartRadio Talk, and all you have to do is download the app, go to the website, go into the search bar, and search green, and guess what comes up to the top?
Why, the Green Divas radio show!
That way you'll never miss a Green Divas radio show.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Hello, we're here again for another Green Dude segment with Paul Miller.
He's back. We love him. We love him. He's back and he's going to keep coming back.
Well, yeah, and he's a great guy to talk to when it comes to local, you know, local community action and rallying community. He's done such a good job as the coordinator. I can never get your title right. Say it again.
Coordinator for the Office of Sustainability for the town of Morristown.
Well, you'd think that would be simple.
It just
enough,
rolls off
right?
your tongue.
It just rolls
yeah,
off
yeah. We've got to find it. Yeah, coordinator sustainability Morristown. That's all you had to remember.
That's it.
But you know, with the holidays coming, I thought we should talk. And I know Paul because I have been involved with some of the work he's done. I know Paul has done buy local campaigns in Morristown very successfully. So I wanted to talk to him about helping encourage folks to buy local this holiday season.
Yeah. Shop your local hardware store. Really.
Buy green, buy local.
Absolutely. Shopping local has so many positive contributions to a community, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but local businesses put significantly more of their dollars back into the community than does a big box or a national name.
I mean, even like from the local baseball team to whatever, sponsoring local
Absolutely.
Events. I mean, really, that's why you want to really support and patronize these local companies.
Absolutely. And there are all kinds of resources out there. If you've got a local chamber of commerce, obviously that's part of their call. They may not know the resources that are available to them through organizations like the Institute for Self-Reliance and Yes Magazine and
Bali,
the building Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. Those acronyms almost got caught on that one.
That one is BALLE.
Correct.
Bali.
And then another really interesting one, which is kind of a meshing of some of the subjects we've been talking about lately, is slow money.
Is
a really big movement now to have people not just doing their commerce and consumer purchases locally, but looking at really
investing.
A throwback to the way things were, where you did invest in your local community. In this particular case, they're asking for people to consider investing 1% of their portfolio in the local food system.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's, slowmoney.org. It's
we
phenomenal
interviewed,
interesting.
Woody.
Yeah, Woody. Mm-hmm. Woody, what's his last name? Tesh. Or...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the book Slow Money, literally wrote the book on slow money.
Yeah, he did.
Called Slow Money. And I was able
to
attend one of the national gatherings, which
was so
inspiring.
Oh, you went
out to
San Francisco, didn't
you? I went
to
the one in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and we brought back some of the ideas. One that we employed in our town, we lost our natural food store after 30 years.
No
kidding. And
that
was a huge, huge hit to our local economy. And so in trying to inspire someone new to come in, we proposed an idea that we learned from kind of the slow money concept, and we were actually able to help them sell affinity cards prior to his opening, and they sold literally over $70,000 worth of gift cards prior
Grassroots?
To even opening the doors.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's
so
really brilliant. That's
kind
a great
of,
idea.
That's kind of like a pre-affinity.
Yeah.
Know? Are you organizing anything for holiday shopping?
Well, we certainly support our local business association. In our town, it's the Morristown Partnership. It's organized under Special Improvement District enabling legislation, and they've got a great gift certificate program. They do a incentive-based program around the holidays that for every $50 in gift certificates you buy, they give you an extra 10 for free.
Oh, nice. So they buy, and these are local stores that you can
in our,
spend.
Morristown is great.
We're
oh,
in
know.
A
you know,
three
a
square mile
town.
Town, and these gift certificates are good at over 150 different locations. You can use it from retail to food to your lawyer to a doctor, you know, all kinds of people.
See, that's such a great idea. See, Booton should do something like that.
And it would help a town like Booton, too,
yeah,
because
well,
Booton really could use that
well,
economic
and we have,
boost.
We have a new downtown community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of organizing group that
right.
does a lot of things for the retail shop.
But not just Booton. Any town should do that.
Any
town that has a little town center, and even one that's a little bit more spread out, although I think it might work better if a town is like, if there's like a downtown. There are so many towns that are spread out. Would it be more difficult, do you think, to do it, Paul?
You know, it really depends on the infrastructure that's already in place. Is the business community organized? And if not, then you might want to look at a geographic territory to make it, you know, more doable if somebody's
and
doing this as just
even
a
if you
passion.
Don't have a community organized by local campaign going, which you should get involved and make one if there isn't.
Yeah.
I still encourage everybody to go out and find a local artisan. I love buying crafts from local people around the holidays and supporting, you know, people who are really just making cool stuff and making sustainable green stuff.
Well, because as Paul said, these are the folks that
like
ultimately will give back.
I go to my honey, my bee lady and buy all kinds of soaps and things for everybody.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. You're so funny.
All right. That wraps up another Green Dude segment, people.
Come back, Paul, please.
Thank you, ladies. You bet.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
All right, so we got Gina with another foodie file.
Yes, today I really want to talk about some really cool ways to utilize fall produce in quick breads.
I like that.
You know, like, you know, people never think of using certain things in quick breads besides...
I mean, you hear zucchini bread, banana bread, but there's others that you can do.
Yeah, and both, there is a great banana bread recipe that's Green Diva Meg's to check out,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
Which banana, I don't know, it's not exactly seasonal, but... I like it.
But it's still a warm, nice bread to have
yeah.
this time of year.
I do make it more in this time of the year.
But here's what I do. I mean, I buy bananas because people, they just, if I had a banana tree,
yeah.
it would be bare all the time. But sometimes the bananas go a little longer than they should. So I just stick them in the freezer.
That's what I did.
I have a supply always at the ready to make banana bread. So
I just eat them from the freezer and it's like having your own banana ice cream. Without
Ooh.
The calories, and you can Ooh. Just dip it in Tella too.
I like that first bread you had. What was it? The fig?
Yes. Ooh. Okay. So as you guys know, I'm a fig fiend. So
Getting
I found
figgy again.
Yes, always. And the link is in that post as well. But there's a recipe for fig, date, and walnut bread. And it looks absolutely delicious. I think figs are just, you know, their season goes through November, so they're still in season right now.
Mine are done, though.
Yeah.
Both of my trees are bare.
Yeah. I've got fig envy. I don't have a tree.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
You walk by the front door, pull one off, go eating it as you go indoors.
Perfect.
It's so nice.
Perfect. So this is a great recipe because right before, like as you're making it, what you do is you make a reduction first with the different spices, some Ooh. Buttermilk, so like nutmeg, orange rind, cloves, and then you add the fig. So it makes this really succulent
Whoa.
Reduction for you to start the bread. So it's
succulent.
Already really spiced.
Great fall flavors, though.
Yeah.
Nutmeg, cloves, yum.
Orange rind. And then another one, too, is sweet potato
yeah,
bread.
Yeah, that really got my attention. I've got to try that.
Yeah, because sweet potatoes are a type of, you know, just whatever. They're in your cabinet all the time, you know. Like, I always have them on hand in case I need a starch.
I made a sweet potato hash this weekend. It's like my family's favorite Sunday brunch food.
Do you put ham in it too, or no? Not you, because
no
you're
meat,
veg- no
yeah.
meat. Just
no
a, meat. Oh, that sounds delish.
I also have a really good recipe for a sweet potato casserole. That was my grandmother's with pecans. Oh, so it doesn't pecans. Have it doesn't have the whole marshmallow thing. It's,
yeah.
But
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just it's like maple syrup, New Hampshire maple syrup,
of
and pecans.
Now, is this grandmother on your mom's side?
My mom's side.
Yeah, because she's the all American.
I gotta try the sweet potato bread. It's appealing. Yeah.
Yes,
I agree.
So check
it's
it out.
It's a pretty color.
It is, and it just it's very rich sounding, you know. So it's for me. I think I'd have that more in the afternoon with some tea or something. I'd probably be less inclined to have that for breakfast because I feel like it's going to be really, really sweet. But it still looks like a really good.
So and then you had a carrot bread, not
yes,
a carrot cake,
not a carrot bread, a carrot cake. Yeah, a carrot bread. And something that I posted in the post was that. My former roommate, who you guys met, Kate,
yeah,
she has this awesome idea. And at first when she told me, I thought it was completely absurd. But it makes a lot of sense in terms of using it for bread. Because you want a bread, quick bread, to be really like moist and dense.
Right. Yep.
So we were making it one day and she pulled out baby food. And I was like, I looked at her, I said, you don't have a baby. Like, this is really weird. And she said, you know, she was looking at pureed carrots.
Right.
And... you know, so it's all organic pureed carrots, and you can just put that in the carrot bread along with the carrots,
oh.
and it makes it denser, but you still
See,
have that flavor.
I wonder if my zucchini bread would work with the carrots.
It could.
Right?
It could. I've made a date bread before by using the baby food carrot, and it does work well. Applesauce also
works. I was going to say,
really
applesauce yeah. is a good substitute to
yes.
make your something really moist and
yep.
Yeah, and well, you don't want to eat, well...
Because
yeah, I'll stop there. It's a good substitute.
The zucchini bread recipe I have is sort of like no fail, and I use gluten-free all-purpose
yep.
flour. But you can I've done it with bananas and walnuts, and you can add and try. And I'm wondering if I could just do carrots, shredded carrots instead of zucchini. Why not?
You
why
easily
not?
Could. You
why
easily
not?
Could. And this recipe is kind of like a zucchini bread recipe, but it's just with shredded carrots, and it has all the other fixings. You know, you have the flour, the cinnamon, some vanilla. And then you can add any kind of nut that you prefer. Some people like nuts, people don't.
You know, folks, here's what you do. Bake a lot of them, freeze them, wrap them, and give them as gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got a total gift in the brain right now.
I do.
Which is good.
I do.
Good.
Well, I've done that
before, too.
I've done it, too.
Make some cute little
I made
loaves.
Little baby banana loaves for people yeah. one year, and I actually have these little loaf pans that have a little lid on it.
You can get some that are shaped like stars and hearts, too. That's
oh.
what I do. So they're like little heart muffins.
Oh, muffins.
I know. So
all right.
Cute. But anyways, check out my post.
Stay tuned for, go to thegreendivas.com. Stay tuned for DIY.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
Okay, we got another fun DIY.
The holidays are coming up, and
uh-oh.
That means parties, and that means you don't want to go empty-handed. Of course, you can bring the bottle of the requisite bottle of wine.
Yeah, unless you're going to an alcoholic's house, in which it might be
which,
rude.
Absolutely rude. Absolutely. So in lieu of spirits or wine and beer.
Right.
I would never bring beer as a hostess gift, would you?
No.
Well, I have friends that have. Yeah.
Well, how do you make that look nice?
I wouldn't, but, you know.
You just don't. You just bring it.
But people do bring other liquor drinks, right?
Yeah, and I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that when I know it's appropriate.
Right.
I also like to come up with like the most unique things as hostess gifts, and I despise going empty-handed. I'm sure
yeah,
you guys.
I can't do it.
I can't
no.
do it either because I feel like
a toad.
I feel like a toad.
Yeah.
Yes, warts and all,
yeah.
a toad. Yeah. So we have along with we get a lot of products here. We know we talk about this all the time, and we got something about several things from a company called Bambu, which is BAMBU.
Right, and they work a lot of cork, right?
All cork.
Yeah.
So we have a wallet there, a keychain. But what I am so intrigued by is that they take this cork fabric and they crafted this basket.
Yeah, no, it's like a bowl. It's kind of cool.
It's so
like a
cool.
fabric, like a cork fabric bowl.
Yeah, and it's pliable and soft.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that. And then I was looking at some hostess gifts that are sort of off the beaten path,
like DIY
if you will.
Hostess gifts?
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my big stock of corks, and I'm going to fashion a couple things with that. I'm going to fashion some cheese spreading knives with little corks on them.
Yeah.
And I will also, I found a wall kind of hanging thing, which is kind of a weird way to say that it could be anything made out of corks. It's a wall hanging thing. So you'll see that in there as well.
So it's basically a cork theme.
It's a, well, I guess it is if I'm using a cork basket. I mean, I've done a cork theme, but you know, if I could find cork fabric or maybe just bamboo fabric, whatever, and I know I can. I'm also going to, and I love doing this. I know this is so crazy, but I love doing this. I'm going to cut stamps for paint out of potatoes.
Yeah, I used to love doing that.
I love doing that. I've done it for friends, for parties for my kids.
Yep.
And I'm going to kind of fashion some really funky tea towels to put in the cork basket.
Oh, how nice. And you decorate them with the stencil, the stamp.
Yeah, and I may do some freehand too because I do that all the time.
She's good at that.
And I'm going to
At least she's good with chalk. I assume you're good with paintbrush too.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually, it's, you know what, if I could sit and do these kinds of projects all day, first of all, I'd be poor because I wouldn't have a job.
Well, you can sell the stuff.
Well, okay.
Maybe we have to have a Green Diva page to sell all your DIY stuff.
And there is so much.
And you know, we could just sit, because you're always busy, we could just sit during the show and make stuff.
Okay. I'm in. Oh, man, that would make me so happy. You have no idea. I swear to you, if I could find a way to make money. You know, people say, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
If I could do that, I would. All right. So I'm going to kind of continue with these kind of unique hostess gifts. You know, I hate the word hate, first of all. But
you really don't like.
I really don't like. Like redundant, well, I have to bring something, so let me just bring this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't like that at all.
Like someone who goes out and buys like six of the same, you know, like tea towels or something.
Well, or you know, like a horsey d'oeuvre, as we say in our family, an hors d'oeuvre plate.
Horsey d'oeuvre.
Or if I make a cake, I always
horse
go
divorce.
Out. Horse divorce.
That's what we call them.
Horsey d'oeuvres. Anything. But if I'm bringing a plate of cookies, I'll bring the plate. And then the plate is part of the gift.
Yes,
kind
exactly.
Of a thing, you know. But anyway, so I'm going to see what else I can come up with. So
you look for this post.
Yes. We're just going to call it DIY hostess
gifts.
For the mostest
hostess.
Gifts.
Hostess.
How's that?
For the mostest.
And then there'll be some surprises in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm really jazzed about this cork basket, though. It's so cool.
Well, you're inspiring me. I might actually start making stuff.
Oh, good.
After I make the banana bread.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Avocado Wolf, nutritionist, author, and chocolatier. And you're listening to The Green Divas. Listen close, tune in, and have the best day ever.
The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people, who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
Okay, so we have Eric Scarron. Did I say that right?
Yes, you
get
did.
On the bus.
Get on the bus.
I'm just giving Eric's, you the music bed.
Get Eric is a senior at Dartmouth College, and he's calling in to talk about his experience with the Big Green Bus and some new stuff he's working on. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. It's Green Diva Mizar along with Meg and Gina.
Hi, Megan.
And just for, you know Gina, right?
Yeah, we went to school together.
Yeah, I do. I know Gina from high school.
Yes.
Aw. So tell us a little bit about the Big Green Bus and your experience working with them. You were the mechanic?
I was. I helped them acquire a new bus and then convert it to run on waste vegetable oil and have solar panels on the roof. So it's essentially a student group here at Dartmouth College that plans all year for a big educational summer road trip around America, and we run on sustainable carbon neutral fuel and try to get people excited about sustainability.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Spreading success stories. Yeah.
Now, I met the folks that were, I don't think you were there then, in 2007, because they brought the Big Green Bus to Farm Aid, which was in Randall's Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, yeah, 2007 must have been the first or second year of the program.
We're 9 years here, right, Eric?
This, actually, I think this past summer was the 11th.
Oh, I must have misread that. 11th is phenomenal.
Yeah,
wait,
that's so
hang
cool.
on, I got to... I think it was. It started in 2006, and this is. I guess maybe it's only in its ninth.
Okay. So what? Listen, we don't do numbers here because we're divas. Okay,
yeah, we're divas.
So we're fine with that. Okay, so we know that this summer's coming up on 9 or 10 or whatever.
So first of all, my first question is: does it smell like French fries?
It does smell different.
He's so honest
and diplomatic.
Good. I like that. Smells?
It smells, well, there are, I used to have a car that I ran on waste oil, and there are definitely distinct smells. The diesel smells absolutely the worst, and everyone knows what diesel exhaust smells like.
Yep,
true.
Not pleasant.
Man, do you go to, like,
and there's,
restaurants?
There's vegetable oil, when you're burning that, it does smell like you're cooking food. Frying.
Well, it would make me hungry, right?
Yeah, unless it's fried fish.
Oh, yeah.
Biodiesel, which the program has kind of moved toward, instead of running waste oil pumped out of dumpsters, which is a pretty questionable fuel source for an engine.
Yeah,
pretty questionable. Yes.
Yeah, and then the program this summer made a big push to only buy biodiesel that has been processed and made from waste vegetable oil, so it's a much more suitable fuel for a much bigger fleet of vehicles. Basically, any diesel vehicle built, maybe not within the last 3 or 4 years, any diesel vehicle can burn straight 100% biodiesel.
Wow. So, Eric, when you go out on this adventure, I mean, you were the mechanic, but clearly you must have participated in somehow in the program. What are the essentials, like the bullets of the program as these students travel the country?
Well, the program has definitely evolved over the years, and I've actually gotten a little bit, it's different every summer, I should say. So we were focusing on sustainability success stories, and instead of taking a stand where we, like, tell people to take shorter showers and turn off the lights, which we decided people don't really like to be being told what to do.
Correct.
We decided to go to places that have been successful in some aspect of sustainability and environmentalism and learn from them. And then when we go to a new place, like an aquarium or a school or some public event that we're doing, we were able to present about that and to talk about what we learned there, and just kind of like inspiring people through positive stories. But that was just our year. This past summer, they did a different thing where they stayed in one place for longer instead of going from city to city.
Right.
Very quickly, they actually stayed and learned and kind of appreciated the struggles that people were going through.
Right, and you can learn more when you're there longer. You can really get an appreciation for the various problems. I have a question about being the mechanic of a biodiesel solar panel bus. What kind of? I'm just curious. Like, are there different kinds of issues that you would run into?
I built the waste oil system, but that's literally just being a plumber and being an electrician. It's not necessarily being a mechanic. You have to understand what the engine wants, and you kind of have to work within those parameters. And then there's the solar stuff, which is definitely, we essentially had what you would have for an off-grid solar house all contained within the bus. So
wow.
That's a very...
was that a lot of batteries?
Electrician-minded. Yeah, we had about 1,000 pounds of batteries that we carried
around
the whole country.
Wow.
So, Eric, this is something you've been doing since high school, we understand, tinkering with this, converting this stuff into fuel. But now you're looking at electric vehicles. And what is this project all about? Tell us about this.
So I started my interest in electric vehicles was actually on the Big Green Bus. I was in California in the Bay Area, and the bus visited Tesla, the Tesla factory, as it was.
You visited the factory?
Yeah, it was the headquarters. It was where they did a lot of their research and development. And actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but we saw the Model S before anyone else was allowed to see it. We had to sign all the stuff.
That's awesome.
So that was fun. And I ended up coming back later, or I talked with the mechanics there, and they were like, yeah, come back. And they gave us a ride in a Roadster, which was
phenomenal.
It was just so fast.
Okay, proving once again it's who you know and not what you know.
Seriously.
Yeah, I've got Tesla envy.
So now, moving forward a couple of years, we here at the Thayer School of Engineering have a program called Dartmouth Formula Racing, where we compete in a formula hybrid competition. And most recently, we've gone from being a hybrid car, which has a gasoline, essentially a dirt bike engine with a motor and batteries and whatever. It's got two systems. It's like a Prius, but a race car. We've switched from that to only electric. So we did that, our first electric car last year. I say we, it was a slightly different group of students, but last year we were working on this year's car and making big plans for a very fast, very powerful electric vehicle, which we are in the process of building right now.
Will all the vehicles racing be electric? Will it be like a quiet race?
The electric division is pretty quiet. The loudest noise is just the chain from the motor to the wheels, and just like the hum of the tires. It's pretty cool experience. We actually just did a promotional video shoot at a local airport, and it was kind of fun because we didn't really make any noise.
Now, do you drive the car that you get to work on?
Yeah, we all drive it, and we will. Once we get it built and running, we'll probably do some competitions to see who is going to be the most successful each event. There's an acceleration event, which we are literally going to choose the most lightweight driver and say, get in and put your foot down. And then there's an autocross, which is more technical, faster driving. And then there's endurance, which requires you just have to be really smooth and efficient with your power, because you have to go 50 kilometers as fast as you can without running out of the specified amount of energy that you're allowed to have. So it's kind of a little bit of a mind game there.
Well, I would guess so, because it's a balancing thing. So wait, I have another question here, Eric. Do you see this as the future of our vehicles? I always get like razzed up because of our dependency on fossil fuels, but do you see converting fuel or converting oil into fuel or electric vehicles as the way to go as we move on into the next decade and then some?
I think it's going to be a combination of all those solutions. I think electric vehicles are improving immensely, and they say that batteries are improving. I think the number is something like 6 to 10% a year. So it's not a linear growth. It's actually growing even faster. So
it's exponential.
Much better with that. Yeah.
Have you driven any other electric cars?
Apart from a golf cart, no.
No, because I've been driving.
Know that the driving feel, and if anyone is interested in experience of driving and performance, there's a lot more available from an electric motor, because all of the torque is available. It happens right away from the stop.
It's really – well, I've been driving – I drove the Chevy Spark all electric. and the Nissan Leaf all-electric for a week at a time. And it is almost disconcerting that the transmission is completely different because it's not winding up. There's no gears. There's no, you know.
Yeah, there's only one speed, and you have all of the torque right from the get-go.
There are
a lot of very high-performance electric vehicles that are coming out, and it's kind of...
Porsche has one now.
This is relevant because a big part of where the technology that reaches most consumers comes from the higher-end development. So, $1 million for a supercar sounds crazy, but if you look at the technology that's in supercars from 20 years ago, every single car today has that same technology. There's a new Ferrari, a new McLaren, a new Porsche. All of them have electric motors in them that are very powerful and that augment the petroleum engine.
Meg and I are waiting for the Maserati.
They'll come. I mean, Mercedes skipped the hybrid altogether, and they have an all electric. It's the SLS electric that is phenomenally powerful and phenomenally fast. Yeah.
So, Eric, you're a senior now. Obviously, this is something. I mean, are you being approached already by some of these companies to continue work on EVs?
I have not reached out yet. I'm actually doing a fifth year here next year, so I've got some time to look around. But I'm certainly interested in opportunities in the electric vehicle.
Is that what you want to do? Do you want to, you know, design and build like future cool green cars,
George Jetson cars, if you will?
That would be fantastic. It's definitely an up and coming market. And
well, when if you go to Tesla, if you go to Tesla, can you hook a Green Diva up?
Listen, Eric, all I want is the Fiat. I mean, Tesla's nice, but...
Yeah, that Fiat 500e, yeah.
Cabriolet.
Yeah, the new Fiat is pretty neat.
Ooh.
All right, so I'm going to backtrack a minute and go back to the Big Green Bus experience. And I want you to tell me what your most interesting, you know, what really stood out. If you had one stop or one experience while you were doing that, what would have stood out to you the most?
I mean, it was, there were a lot of exciting, crazy places. I really liked, going to North Carolina. It was kind of one of those places like you expect, oh, like California is obviously going to be crazy and really fun and full of, people who are on board with being sustainable, but you don't think of North Carolina as being on that route. But we went to a town called Saxapaw, North Carolina, and they've got a lot of stuff, a lot of really cool stuff going on. We visited a t-shirt company that only uses, they have a different dye process that is much more sustainable than the plastic printing that a lot of shirts are made of.
Right.
They have the first biodiesel plant in America is in Piedmont.
Really?
North Carolina, yep.
See, I wouldn't have known that.
Got to meet the kind of pioneer for large-scale biodiesel in the U.S. So that was cool.
See? So, any words of advice for a Green Diva who might be looking to buy an EV car right now?
That would be all of us.
An EV car right now.
Yeah.
I just watched a quick documentary on National Geographic about the Model S, and it just blows that car.
The Tesla?
Blows me away. I mean, it is very expensive, but there was a big thing in their plans that I didn't know about, but their business plan, Elon Musk's plan for the future, is to start, which he did. He started with a very expensive electric vehicle to get people's attention, so that the people understand that, hey, this is a very promising technology.
Yeah, that is accessible.
And impress people there. And then stage two is the Model S, impress more people, but kind of on a, in a different way. You know, high performance, but also that car has an enormous amount of space. Very practical.
I sat in one. I fell in love.
Far. I mean, when do you ever get in a car and need to drive for 300 miles without stopping?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rare.
Well, rare, especially because Green Divas do need those pee-pee breaks. I'm sorry to put it out there so bluntly, but, you know, you get to be a certain age as a Green Diva, and it's like, can we stop at the rest stop, please?
Eric, I'm so glad you got a chance to call. We got to wrap it up, and, you know, I'm very excited to hear what you're doing, and I kind of want to keep up with you as things progress, and I want to follow wherever you go and work, and, you know, maybe you can get me a car.
Us.
Okay, us. All right, I'm being greedy. I'm sorry. Selfish.
It's all right.
Hey, it's all good.
Well, good luck with the races. We'll keep up through Gina, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
What an interesting thing.
I think he is our future.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's our future. He is the guy who's going to continue to do, you know, one of those that is going to continue to do whatever he has to continue to lessen our reliance. And
he's one of those smart guys.
Yeah, he is. But he's also knows how. There's a lot of smart guys who don't use their talent. But we're going to depend on Eric, and I think we're probably going to hear more about Eric as he really gets us away from those fossil fuels. I mean, he's like convinced.
So check it out. And I guess you can go to Dartmouth's website probably and look up the Big Green Bus. Oh, maybe they have their own website. I didn't even look.
Oh, Gina, does the race team have a website? They must.
I can check it out. I know Eric can send me some links so I can see if that's
included. We'll put them in the show.
But we can definitely see what we've got. You know,
we'll put them in the show posts. So
yeah.
Stay tuned. And I think next week. Oh, this week it's going to be Halloween when you hear this.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
It's Halloween. Da-da-da. Go to the Green Divas on Facebook because Megan is like the star.
You sorry did a jib jab.
I did.
It was a funny one, too.
It was funny. They're all funny. But yes, go there, folks. Go take a look at the website, the jib jab on the Facebook, which is Green Divas Radio Show.
That's right. You're so good.
Well.
And I'm trying to think what we have next week. We have so many interviews coming up. I don't, and because our schedule is shifting now and we're pre-recording more, that I don't know.
Well, what are we
schedule
doing?
For next I know week. What I'm going to be writing about next week.
What?
What are you writing about?
I'm going to be talking about some really great fall grain salads.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
You know, like you can use quinoa or millet or barley to make some really great salads.
Chia is not a grain. It's a seed.
It's a seed.
But I'm having a love affair with chia.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Chia, it's actually a cousin of mine emailed me the other day to talk about chia seeds. And, you know, they were foods that the Aztecs regarded as like warrior foods.
Right.
That's what they were known for because there's so much calcium, protein, and omega-3s in them.
But you know what? You can OD on chia seeds because I've done it.
What do you mean?
What happens?
No.
Did grass start growing out of your hair?
Chia. It's like those pets.
That's what I was saying. Did grass start growing out of your ears and nose and all that?
Stuff was coming out the other side.
Oh.
It was intestinal trauma.
How much chia did you eat?
That's what I'm like nervous about. I didn't think it was that much. I used to put like a teaspoonful in my yogurt and let it absorb, and then I would have it with my yogurt.
Every day?
I did it for a while, but I think I OD'd once. And I've been sensitive now to how much is too much?
Yeah, if you're sensitive,
because it's pretty fibrous.
If you're sensitive to chia, another one that just might be a little, you know, less intense is just flax.
I love flax,
you know,
too.
Flax. It's not as sexy as chia, though.
It's not as sexy as chia.
It doesn't grow hair.
But
in my case, I already have enough. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you
true.
Northern Europeans over there, Megan, don't have the problem that us Mediterranean types have.
Amen.
Thank you. See, Gina knows what I'm talking about.
So,
but there's another thing. Though, wait, I know you want to talk about chia and all that. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, my daughter made a lovely pumpkin, like a pumpkin pie filling out of chia. I'm going to give you the recipe. Maybe you want to do something
chia
with
pudding's
that.
Chia pudding's fantastic. Coconut.
So good.
Coconut milk?
Oh,
I've done
my gosh.
Chocolate coconut chia before.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really great.
All right. I'm going to go cook now.
Yes.
Send it along. We can do a whole, you know what?
Foodie file on chia.
I should do a whole chia post.
Yep. That's a
maybe future. I could do that next week.
Whatever you want, babe.
Whatever you want.
All right. Stay tuned. More fun coming up. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
Boo.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show,
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.